Hi, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello.
Hi, is Mike still with us? Hi, Mike.
Yes, I'm still here, Doc.
Thanks for your patience, sir. What's on your mind?
No problem. Well, I got a, first of all, I love your program, and I'm an 11-year subscriber to your newsletter.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I like you very much. About a month and a half ago, middle of December, I came up with a rash on my left arm, just up from the wrist, about 2 inches wide, 4 inches long. And so I stopped at the clinic, and he said, well, he didn't know what it was. He couldn't quite be sure. He looked at some pictures on the computer, but he prescribed clobetasol, a rather expensive ointment. And 2 weeks later, it's doing not helping a bit. It's just absolutely useless. So I went to another doctor that covers by my Medicare, and he couldn't tell what it was either, but he said, well, I'll poke a hole in it and send it to the lab. So a week later, I called and said, well, we haven't heard from the lab yet. We're still waiting. So about another week, I called, well, you better come in and have us look at it again. The lab hasn't never come through with anything. So I said, okay. So I go in there, and he said, he said, well, I think it's fungal. So he gave me this athlete's foot cream, terbinafine. And that wasn't doing anything at all. And so finally he said, well, what you need to do is go to a dermatologist. So I called two dermatologists. One said, yeah, we can get you in late in March. And the other one said, we can get you in April.
So oh, my.
I might think my arm might fall off before I get to see one of these guys. And in the meantime, I have tried oregano oil with DMSO, tea tree oil with DMSO, colloidal silver with DMSO and aloe, Lugol's iodine, both internal and topical. And the only thing that seems to be helping at all, I mean, meanwhile, this thing has grown to where it's about 9 inches long and goes all the way around and goes up the back of my hand. I've been using cortisone 10 because it's cheap and easy, and I've been putting it on every couple hours. Well, that pretty well stops the itching.
Yeah, that would stop the itching, yes.
And the skin seems to be a little softer now, and I can actually see the blood vessels in the back of my hand, which it was swollen enough that I couldn't even see the blood vessels.
Wow.
So I just, I don't know if you have any ideas, if I've tried everything possible. And I was a patient of Dr. Sherman about 7 years ago, and he did such good work for me. I've had no need till now for a doctor appointment. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know if you think if maybe he would be able to diagnose what it is and maybe not be able to see me in a matter of a few days instead of a few months.
Well, I know someplace you can go even sooner, sir, and that's to a tanning salon. You probably know that ultraviolet light kills fungi, it kills bacteria, it kills any germ there is. So if this happens to be a germ sitting on your skin, sir, you have indeed been doing your reading, your studying, and the things you mentioned to me are things which do work a lot of the time. But there's nothing like a good dose of sunshine to get rid of an infection on the skin. So the only place you can get that is either take yourself off to a southern clime at this time of year or go off to a tanning facility. Or you can actually buy ultraviolet lights online now for travel, of all things. So you can go back and forth over the sheets in case you're worried about germs on the sheets in the new hotel that you just checked into. But some sort of UV irradiation, sir, if you can go into a tanning place, and be careful that doesn't get on the sheets or any place else, and where it just might, if the laundry isn't efficient, spread to somebody else, or get your own UV light. But that's the next approach to take, sir, and you might have to be in there tanning away for an hour or two to have an effect. And that probably wouldn't clear it entirely. You'd have to, you very likely have to do it several times, sir.
You know, I've heard about these devices you mentioned you could buy now for toenail fungus.
Yes, sir.
Is that type of thing?
Yes and no. It is UV light and it does a job, but that's very narrowly focused. And my, would it take you long to cover the whole ground? Whereas the ones they have for the sheets are longer tubes, and you can pass that back and forth over a larger area more quickly. So consider both types, sir. Consider both types.
Oh. Do you know, is there a brand or something of this thing?
No, sir. I've just seen them online. They advertise ultraviolet for travel, that sort of thing. Ultraviolet okay. lights for travel.
I will try that. I appreciate the help. I'd do anything to get rid of it.
Well, sir, if
want,
that does,
I don't
if that
want to have my arm cut off.
I hear you there. Probably arm skin, not your arm. But really, if that doesn't work, look for a tanning salon and just try not to contaminate the place, sir.
Alrighty, I'll try that. Can you just put your arm in a tanning booth without having to crawl in there?
I wish you could, sir, but you kind of need that arm to walk around with. So I mean, to handle stuff. So
okay.
Now you'd have to take your whole self in and get a tan on your arm and part of the rest of your body.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll try that.
UV is really death on most germs.